The forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 86. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows around 64, partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 83, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Abortion activists across the state of Kansas are suing the state, challenging a new law that requires doctors to tell patients that an abortion medication can be stopped, along with the existing restrictions that include a decade-old requirement that patients wait 24 hours to terminate their pregnancies. KAKE News reports that the lawsuit has been filed in Shawnee County Court, saying that Kansas has created, quote, a biased counseling scheme designed to discourage patients from getting abortions and to stigmatize the patients who terminate their pregnancies. They go on to say that the lawsuit contends that requirements have become, quote, increasingly absurd and invasive and gives opportunity for, quote, medical misinformation. Under the new law that was passed by the state legislature, it would require doctors to tell the patients about a regimen for stopping medication abortions that major medical groups consider ineffective and potentially dangerous. In a statement from Emily Wales, the president and CEO of the Planned Parenthood of the Great Plains, she said the additional information would be potentially harmful to patients.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
The nonprofit organization of the Stronghold Food Pantry, based out of Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, has announced that they are expanding their operations to include Fort Riley as part of their Society of the 1st Infantry Division, trying to help military families on Fort Riley continue to stock shelves and fridges for the summertime. WIBW reports that the Stronghold Pantry says that their partnership will allow military families to help stock their shelves and refrigerators to alleviate the food stress, as they've also announced that they've recently won a Military Entrepreneur Challenge pitch competition that included $2,000 in grants for the Second Service Foundation that they used to purchase many non-perishable items for the program. For more information, you can go to the website at strongholdfoodpantry.org. In other news, after a nearly decade of service to the community and the law enforcement, the Lawrence Police Department has retired the canine known as Cheeseburger, saying that the dog has committed 8 years of service to the community as part of the patrol service dog unit. The dog has served in Shawnee County, Kansas City, Jefferson County, Franklin County, Anderson County, and Osawatomie.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's official with motorcyclists across the state of Nebraska, where if you take a training course, you no longer have to wear a helmet on the roads across the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Legislative Bill 138 passed it towards the end of the session this year, that would let riders forego the helmet once they've completed the safety course. And some say there's already many motorcyclists signing up.
These are people who have been riding. They're veteran riders, and they've been riding for years, unfortunately unlicensed, but they wanted to come in, get the safety course under their belt.
That was Steph Pollitt of the Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson Riding Academy on KSNB at Local Channel 4. AAA of Nebraska said they opposed it, the bill, as they've seen in other states an increase in motorcycle accidents and fatalities after the bill passed.
But if you look at states who have recently passed laws to repeal their helmet bill, the numbers have gone up. Most specifically, Missouri is probably our closest neighbor. Back in 2020, repealed their helmet law.
Mid-America Network News.
horse trailer sales. The one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, we get behind what's behind you.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/veterans.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Sam Wymore Days kick off Friday evening with a block party downtown from 6 until 9, featuring carnival games, bounce houses, a mechanical bull, and more. Sign up for the Little Tuggers Tractor Pull is downtown at 7, starting at 7:30. A flea market and vendor fair run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arbor State Park. Saturday highlights in Wymore include a pancake feed at the community center from 7:30 till 9, 5K, 1 mile, and predict run at 8. Parade begins at 10:30. Free swimming from noon until 8. A cornhole tournament begins at noon. The Railroad and Welsh Museum in Wymore will be open. Scavenger hunt starts at 2. J&M Liquor will host a band. And Saturday evening, a movie under the stars starts at 9 at the Arbor State Park with fireworks to follow. Vermilion Car Show is Saturday, June 10th from 9 to 2. City of Marysville reminds all flowers and decorations should be removed from the city cemetery by Monday, June 12th, or they will be disposed of. Tyler Nolte of Seneca was eliminated in the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. He represented Kansas after winning the Nemohol County Spelling Bee. The 14-year-old son of Jeremy and Suzanne Nolte will be a freshman at Nemohol Central High School this fall. Marshall County Extension Agent Susie Latta speaks of a voucher program available for qualified individuals and families to support healthy food choices through farmers markets.
This senior farmers market coupons is money that comes through the United States Department of Agriculture, and the purpose of the program is to increase the consumption of older adults that are a little lower income with eating more fruits and vegetables and honey. You get $50 in there and $5 coupon that they can give to the vendor. The other purpose of it is to encourage farmers market vendors to sign up for the program. It brings in more dollars to their stand.
Susie Latta talks more about the program on our public affairs program this weekend. Targeted towards seniors, anyone interested should contact their local Extension District office.
In case we would just really get a run, we only have so many coupons, so it is a first come, first serve, but in the past year, 5 years or so, we've never run out of coupons, so just encourage people. You do need to be a senior, and in this definition, senior means age 60 and older, so you have to be over 60, so over 60, and if your birthday was just yesterday, well, you can sign up today.
Jimmy L. Tate, age 76 of Waterville. Passed away May 31st. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Rosary at 7 p.m. Friday with visitation. Noon to 7 on Friday. Family will greet friends from 6 to 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Tate. Russell Schultes, age 80, of Diller, passed away Thursday. A celebration of life service is planned Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Visitation Monday from 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Russell Schultes.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Showers increase overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. And showers more likely throughout Saturday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. These showers will continue throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Still a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, north winds between 15 and 20, and gusting as high as 30. Some rain still possible early Sunday night, then mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 50s, north winds still between 10 and 15, and gusting as high as 25. Still staying cooler on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and partly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. And some rain on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 84. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 63. And the record low, 43. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
This month is a good time for viewing Venus. We have your June stargazing highlights today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 9th, the 160th day of the year. Musician and inventor Les Paul were born on this day, and in 1973, Racehorse Secretariat won the Triple Crown. For those early risers who love to see what is going on in the sky, the 14th of June will showcase the Jupiter-Crescent-Moon conjunction in the pre-dawn twilight. On the 21st, 40 minutes after the sun sets at its rightmost possible position, a splendid three-way conjunction of Venus, Mars, and the crescent moon occurs. And then Venus steals the show. The planet's absolute maximum brilliance arrives on the 30th and is maintained through mid-July. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing advice online at almanac.com.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated invites everyone to fly the red, white, and blue on Flag Day, June 14th, in honor of America's military, and remember Old Glory as a cherished symbol of freedom and democracy in America. From all the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated, over 50 years of service. Cook Welding and Repair knows the flag is a symbol of America's freedom. So on Flag Day, June 14th, let freedom's flag fly in honor of the military men and women who fight to keep this country free. There is no greater honor than to proudly acclaim your patriotism to the world. From Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville. This Flag Day, everyone at C&K Services asks the community to raise the stars and stripes and let it fly high, and would like to thank the courageous military men and women who selflessly fought for the freedoms all of us enjoy today. From your loyal friends at C&K Services in Sabetha, proud to support our troops.
She's got the look.
This is Crazy Kel at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
Gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Oklahoma Sooners have made it 3 in a row in softball. They win the national title last night by defeating Florida State 3-1. A tight game throughout the opening innings, and then the Oklahoma State Sooners, they get their bats going with back-to-back home runs in the top of the fifth inning. Oklahoma finished the season 61-1 and went on a 53-game-in-a-row winning streak. No baseball last night for the Kansas City Royals, an off day on a Thursday. Gets them ready for a weekend series as they are on the road throughout the weekend at the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals are in last place in the AL Central at an 18-44 record. They are not the worst team in the American League. That still belongs to the Oakland Athletics at 14-50. A former Chief defensive lineman is now staying in the AFC West and will become a Denver Bronco. The Chiefs aren't bringing back one of their top pass rushers, and Frank Clark, he was cut 3 months ago, is now a member of the Broncos.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first, Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Flex scheduling in college football has already begun, and it will affect the Kansas Jayhawks this season. The Jayhawks Week 2 meeting against Illinois was flexed to a Friday night. It will kick off at 6:30 on ESPN2. The game was initially slated for September 9th. Additionally, the Jayhawks season opener against Missouri State was flexed to a Friday, September 1st at 7. That game will broadcast on ESPN+. The Big 12 Conference announced yesterday the launch of Big 12 Mexico, the conference's first international extension that will see Big 12 men and women's basketball, women's soccer, and baseball hold games in Mexico. University of Kansas, the Big 12 said, is the forefront of the initiative. Kansas will kick off the basketball season in Mexico in December of 2024. Game 4 of the NBA Finals happens tonight. It is in Miami. The Nuggets have a 2-1 lead over the Heat. They'll play tonight's game, then be off this weekend and travel to Denver for Game 5. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with a Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for 3 generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rot requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Then let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
The 38th annual 8-man All-Star Games return to Beloit, Kansas, Saturday, June 10th, as the best 8-man football players in the state square off in a battle between West and East. One of this year's participants is Xander Hull of Frankfort High School. He'll be playing for the Division II East squad, and he's happy to have the opportunity to play in this year's All-Star Games.
It means a lot. It really does. I'm really thankful for the community that I played football for. Thankful for all the support I'm getting to come out here. It means a lot to be picked to just be out here with all these guys.
Tune in to Candy Wyatt online at 8manallstars.com as Xander Hull and the rest of the 8-man All-Stars compete in the 38th annual 8-man All-Star Games in Beloit this Saturday in the Division II contest.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
F&A Construction will build it right. Call today for a quick quote if you're building, remodeling, or adding on. Enjoy your home more and increase its value with F&A Construction. They'll tackle your every project to make sure it's done right. For complete construction services, call on F&A Construction today at 292-4692. That's 292-4692.
To keep your vehicle running good and looking good, all you need is M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort. Motor oil, air filters, spark plugs, batteries, brakes, and more. M&R also has what you need for the outside of the vehicle. Wheel cleaners, glass cleaners, washes, and waxes. That's M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts dealer in Frankfort.
Call Parthamer Electric at 268-0553. At Parthamer Electric, we specialize in residential and commercial electrical services and are dedicated to providing customer service that is second to none. Parthamer Electric won't leave the job until you're satisfied. Parthamer Electric is available at all hours and offers flexible services for indoor or outdoor jobs. You can visit us on the web at the Parthamer Electric Facebook site or give us a call at 268-0553. Parthamer Electric in Frankfort.
Head down to the 38th annual 8-man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 10th at Trojan Field in Beloit, Kansas. See the finest 8-man players in the state of Kansas, including Evan Bussing and Isaac Dentweiler of Axtell, Josh Zarbenicki of Hanover, and Alexander Hull from Frankfort. They'll buckle their chin straps in a battle between West and East in the 8-man Division II All-Star Game at 10 a.m. Can't make it to the game? Listen to KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1 Saturday at 9:30, or listen via the World Wide Web at 8manallstars.com. Also, catch the 8-man Division I game on 8manallstars.com with coverage beginning at 1:30 p.m.
It's the easternmost point in U.S. territory, an island purchased by the United States in 1916. If you come here to visit, you'll be amazed by the rich history that is still intact from centuries ago. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
David Goldstein enjoys sharing the story of St. Croix and the Christian Said National Historic Site. The Spanish were the first Europeans to land here at Salt River Bay, but when the Spanish lost interest in the island, other world powers soon moved in.
The French, the Dutch, and the English all had a very strong presence here, and they all had a customs house. They were all trafficking goods. They were harassing the Spanish fleet right here out of Salt River Bay.
The French divided the island into plantations, brought European goods here, and began to grow cotton, cattle, and cane. The French eventually sold St. Croix to the Knights of Malta, who in turn sold the land to the Danes in 1730.
In 1733, there's a massive slave revolt in which all the Danish interests are pushed into the sea, and the enslaved revolt and hold the island for up to a year.
The Danes built towns and plantations here for nearly two centuries before the island next changed hands.
The Danish crown holds control of St. Croix until 1917, when the United States purchases it for $24 million.
Now a U.S. territory, the town of Christiansted still looks much as it did long ago. It's truly a living historical landscape.
I can describe and tell you what Danish life in the 18th century looked like here pretty easily. I can walk you downtown. All you have to do is stand in Christiansted. You're in the middle of the 18th century. And these are the streets that Alexander Hamilton walked as a kid, as a teenager.
Many of us have forgotten that founding father Alexander Hamilton spent much of his early days here on St. Croix. But how and why did he and his family end up here? That story is next time as we travel the countryside in Christiansted, St. Croix. I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a personal property and vehicle auction for Crownover and CNC Auto Sales Saturday, June 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1107 Pony Express Highway across from Valley Vet Supply. Selling collectibles as well as vehicles. They will be selling a 12-foot low-line aluminum John boat, 55-gallon self-contained four-wheel sprayer, a number of antiques and collectibles, including a Kuwait saddlery, Cawker City saddle. Vehicle sale at 11 a.m. It included 2005 Chevy Trailblazer 4x4, 2014 Mini Cooper Countryman, 2006 Lincoln Navigator, 2003 Dodge Ram four-door four-wheel drive pickup, plus numerous other items. This personal property auction with vehicles, some antiques, and miscellaneous for Crownover and CNC Auto Sales will be Saturday, June 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1107 Pony Express Highway across from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Keep your garden well-watered down to the roots. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A soaker hose reduces evaporation and puts the water right where it needs to go as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Hose in the heat of summer when there isn't a lot of rainfall. I run the hose down the rows of the garden and let it drip through the soil. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says soaker hoses put the water right where it's needed with no loss to evaporation or wind. It's attached to a regular garden hose and the water seeps through thousands of tiny holes. Placement of the hose is important because Patton says gravity pulls the water flow straight down.
Normally that soaker hose is placed right alongside let's say it's a row of tomatoes, it's placed right along the side of the tomatoes, or a row of green beans, or it may be wrapped a couple of times around the trunk of a young tree. You just got to make sure the water is weeping out into the established root zone of the plant.
The trick is knowing how long to leave it on. Patton says there is no magic number because manufacturers have different flow rates and everyone's water pressure varies. Keep in mind that too much water can cause just as many plant health problems as too little.
Usually the challenge with soaker hoses is a little less at one time, but maybe a little more frequent. So you're just putting enough water into the root system that the plant is using what it needs. It doesn't leach on out of the root zone. So it's really hard to say whether that's, you know, an hour a day, an hour every 2 days. It's just something you have to monitor, I think, and watch your plants and see what they're telling you.
Some people run the hose on top of the ground when needed. Others bury it under the mulch and leave it there. Patton says either way is fine, but if you bury the hose, make sure you know where it is so you don't accidentally chop it. Find more tips for using a soaker hose at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Turning with thee.
The other day I was watching a professional equestrian rider and was blown away by their dedication and talent. They had strived throughout their lives to use their talents to the fullest, and I wondered how I could do more to use the talents God has given me. Hi, I'm Callie Breese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Imagine your most generous self. Maybe you've reached a level of financial stability where you can support your church with significant giving or establish a scholarship fund. At the pinnacle of your stewardship, can you name opportunities to give bigger and love harder? What about imagining new ways to completely change the world? Big ideas such as these can feel like far-off dreams, but with your time, talent, and attention, God has given you ways to give just where you are, even as you hope to achieve those more ambitious goals. Using your gifts can help you fuel your faith, so take that first step toward giving back and creating a brighter future for those around you.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home hopes to see the Stars and Stripes in front of every house on Flag Day, June 14th. The flag is a patriotic symbol that stands for unity and justice. Thank you to all the military members for their service. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. Hunter's Headquarters hopes everyone flies the Stars and Stripes on June 14th, Flag Day. America is the land of the free and home of the brave. Display your patriotism for America and our military personnel by raising the flag in their honor. Hunter's Headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
Drumming up interest for growing hybrid rye today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Hybrid rye. There's a crop you don't hear much about, which is why the folks at KWS Cereals USA are touting its sustainability benefits. KWS Cereals is based in Champaign, Illinois, and Paul Greger says it's the fourth largest seed breeding company in the world with multiple crop categories. Greger is product manager for hybrid rye.
We have right now about 50,000 acres that's actually planted to hybrid rye. Not a lot, but it's growing, and we have to entertain more people to aggregate more of the grain so we can understand and get these food ingredients into the system.
Greger says hybrid rye suppresses weeds, has strong disease resistance, requires fewer pesticides, and improves soil health, among other benefits.
It's a very yield-intense crop, even though it doesn't require the amount of inputs that other crops need. It has a lot of benefits that puts it into the sustainable picture really well.
What it doesn't have, says Greger, is a decent market.
Farmers love to grow it, but it's like, where do they take it to market their product? So that's our big goal, is to find more markets and to enter those.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, June the 9th. The beef industry has come a long way, as we know, over the last 30 years. But John Sticca, president of Certified Angus Beef, says there's always room for improvement.
As we talk about genetics, you know, to make genetic progress, you have to begin to find those buyers and those genetic lines that move you forward. And I know, you know, we're at record quality grade levels that we've seen in our industry. But I would come back and say that we can still do better. I think we can still continue to put more marbling in these cattle.
Sticca says the cattle industry has not reached its maximum potential just yet.
We've not arrived. We haven't put enough in just yet. And I don't say that out of opinion. I say that because the economics that are there. We've really doubled the volume of certified Angus beef, certified cattle out there over the last several years, and yet the premiums paid continue to go up. I think that speaks to the demand that's there for quality, for our brand, for Prime, for other brands as well.
He says it's critical to select for multiple traits to ensure traits are not being left behind. The cattle industry has come a long way, he added, since the 1991 National Beef Quality Audit.
When one out of every four steaks was tough, and today tenderness really isn't a concern. We've done such a great job as an industry to address those challenges that we had early on. And if we measure and we know the areas where we're falling short as an industry, I think the beef cattle industry is as good an example of any of producers who come together with solutions to move the business forward in a way that increases demand and hopefully continues to drive that profitability at the ranch level.
Because beef prices are higher and consumers continue to purchase, Stitka says that's proof that consumers love beef products. And let's look at your ag news for this Friday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Candy Grass 2, a BMR6 sorghum Sudan grass that's highly palatable, has low water requirements, and tastes great. Just ask the cows.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Cattle love to be near streams. They munch on the grass, drink the water, and cool off. They can also cause damage, so limit their time there. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Stream running through a pasture often has lush grass, shade trees, and plenty of water. It can be an ideal place for cattle to hang out, but it's not a good idea on a continual basis. Steve Higgins is the Director of Animal Compliance at the University of Kentucky. He says livestock allowed to graze to their heart's content along a stream can cause significant damage to the area.
You get a compaction of the soil, you get erosion of the soil, you get a diminution of the vegetative growth down there, and so what you get is this hard, compacted, eroded area that doesn't have any vegetation to control runoff, to filter out any kind of pollutants, and so you have water quality problems.
To prevent these problems, fence off the area. If you need to cross the creek to get the animals from one side to another, he recommends putting in a stream crossing. It should also be gated on each side to keep the animals from loafing in the stream for too long. However, he notes that fencing doesn't mean you have to lose production in that area. It can be part of a rotational grazing system as you move cattle from one side of the stream to the other.
What you can also do is use that riparian area corridor to move the animals from, say, one side of the farm to the other, where they flash graze that riparian corridor, say, in a half a day to a day and a half during a dry period of the season. Get them in there when it's not wet. You flash graze it. You still get the use of that forage that's in there, and then you use it as a corridor to transfer the animals from one pasture to another.
Sometimes you can't fence off a streamside area. Higgins tells people to do the best they can to manage the amount of time that livestock have access to it. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about streamside grazing at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now with the markets. You've got July corn currently at 6.04. That's down 6 1/4. September corn, 5.25 1/4. And that's down 3 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 7.94. That's down 10 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September, 7.91 3/4. And that's down 12. July oats, 358. That's up 1 3/4. September oats, 360 1/2. That's up 1. Looking at July soybeans, 1381 1/4. That's up 18. Soybeans for August, 1294 3/4. That's up 15 1/2 right now. Looking at cotton for July, 84.17. That's down 14 cents. October cotton, 84.38. That's up 43 cents. Live cattle for June, 177.55. That's down $1.22 1/2. Live cattle for August, 171.27 1/2. And that's down 97 1/2 cents. August feeder cattle, 237.15. That's down $1.50. Feeder cattle for September, 240 1/2. That's down $1.42 1/2 cents. Looking at crude oil for July, 70.92 is your current price per barrel. And that's down 37 cents. August crude is at 71.09. That's down 35 cents. Looking at gold for June, 1960 70 cents. That's down $2.90. August gold is at 1975.90. That's down $2.70. Silver for July, 24.38. And that's up 3 cents. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 11. S&P up 6. NASDAQ up 65. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/33 and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Insects can be a nuisance during the summer months. K-State Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses different types of moths that could be visible this summer. He explains the difference between irritating moths and moths that could damage production fields. Knowing what moths are a threat to alfalfa fields and who to contact to learn more about crop-damaging insects are things that a producer needs to know if they find insects in their fields. The army cutworm and army worm have similar names, but are two different insects causing different problems.
The army worm and an army cutworm, the moths come back in the fall and they lay eggs. Army worm, which we've been getting calls about, is also a moth, but just now laying eggs in the spring. The thing that's concerning about that, we've had more moths than we normally do at this time of the year. So generally that's a springboard generation. Then another month, you'll see another bunch of moths as they become adults. And that's when we usually start getting calls about the larvae doing damage on a grass crop. So I'm just advising everybody to keep their eyes open for young larvae in any grass, because right now there's more moths around, more adults around, which means that has the potential to lay eggs. So the difference between army cutworm and an army worm is the army cutworm is not going to feed on any crops now. The army worm moth is out laying eggs. Those eggs will hatch. The larvae will feed on a grass.
Whitworth reviews the common threshold for spraying for alfalfa weevils.
Alfalfa weevils have been a serious problem. They're our number one pest in alfalfa. The treatment threshold for alfalfa weevils is 30 to 50%. What that means is if you have one per three stems infested, you probably should treat again, even though you've treated two or three times. Right now, there are still a lot of adults in the field. If it rains where you can't get in and swath your alfalfa, that leaves a nice canopy where it's nice and shady. They can feed a little bit on the leaves. They can also feed on the stems. But the adult feeding is not nearly as voracious as the larvae. They're very difficult to control also. And we don't have a treatment threshold for adults. We have treatment thresholds for the larvae. I recommend if you are within 7 to 10 days of swathing or cutting your field, cut it. Don't spray it. If you do spray, you got to pay attention to the pre-harvest interval for whatever product you use.
Contacting a local extension agent can help with identifying insects.
The best thing to do is call your county extension agent first. That's our first line of identification and knowledge. They have access to all of our extension publications, or you can go online and download all of our extension publications.
That was Kansas State University Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discussing types of insects that can damage fields this summer and be annoying in homes. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more. KNDY.
The Washington County Rodeo celebrates 50 years, so come join them June 16th and 17th at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 5 p.m. Rodeo gets underway at 7:30 each night, with cowboys and cowgirls competing in different rodeo events, including ranch bronc riding. Enjoy the beer garden, dancing, music, and vendor fair. Plus, business steer wrestling on Saturday night and mutton busting for 3 to 7-year-olds both nights. Get details on the Washington County Rodeo Kansas Facebook page.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.